receivers left. Pulls in the shotgun. He's back. He fires. And it is caught!
The Eagles headed into the 2014 NFL Draft knowing that the class featured a historic level of talent at the wide receiver position. In the second round, Chip Kelly and company dipped their collective toe into that talent pool by trading up 12 spots to select Jordan Matthews, an ultra-productive player in the SEC during his time at Vanderbilt. Upon the selection, Kelly said the Eagles would immediately utilize Matthews' size and speed in the slot, and that is exactly where Matthews thrived in 2014. On the year, Matthews would finish with an impressive 67 catches for 872 yards and 8 touchdowns, all of which ranked him second on the team. Along the way, Matthews became only the fourth Eagles rookie to record at least 3 games with over 100 yards receiving, and the first since Fred Barnett accomplished the feat in 1990. Matthews' most productive game came on Monday Night Football against the Carolina Panthers, when he busted out for 138 yards and 2 touchdowns on 7 receptions. All year long, Matthews used that combination of size and speed to roam free over the middle of the field. Here, Mike Quick, who knows a little something about playing wide receiver, breaks down the rookie.
Jordan Matthews, rarefied air, becomes the first rookie on Monday Night Football to have over 100 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns since Randy Moss. And you can clearly see the chemistry he has with Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, Rob, that's pretty high praise to be talked about in the same breath as Randy Moss. But the guy's doing a lot of things and doing them very well. They line him up in the slot here, and this is just a wheel route to the outside. But the route concepts do a nice job of getting guys open, and that's exactly what you have here. A little confusion in the secondary and just wide open in the soft area of this zone defense, and Mark Sanchez puts the football right on.
Yeah, good throw, classic Chip Kelly play design right there.
The question for Jordan Matthews heading into 2015 now is, what's next? Will he be moved to the outside and be more of a playmaker there, or will he remain as a go-to option over the middle of the field? Well, for one of the most hard-working players in the Eagles locker room, rest assured that Matthews will do everything in his power to be even better in 2015.